I divided it up into the things that the Chazar sheet over here doesn't cover every detail on every Nikuda, but it covers rave of them. Kedarko. I divided it up into two parts, if you noticed. The first part is Mosai Nishboin, when you swear. And the second part is Mosai Enishboin, when you don't swear. Now again, this is not a full comprehensive list of all the cases, but I edited a little bit. Because I wrote most of it 5 years ago, and I made some adjustments here for what things that we spoke about, okay? Under the list of things when you do swear, we spoke about Aleph Moed Miktas, Vishuas Erechot, three are Kher Kamaisa, old friend. Four is Kofi Bakol, five is Gilgul Shvua, and six was this interesting topic called Kenegdo Nishba Venoito Bayachoshe, okay? So we discussed six types of Shvuas under the umbrella of when you do swear. Likewise, under the topic of when you don't swear, meaning what are situations when you don't swear? Aleph is Helich, Beis is Karka, you don't swear. Kimmel is Shibud. Four is Eini Yochalichpo, the Rambam, remember? Five is Eidem Isaiah. Six is Mitoich, meaning when you can't swear, you have a din Mitoich. And number seven is, I made a mistake over here, is Tanochitim Vahidla B'Sayim, right? In a case where Tanochitim is Machlik, is whether you swear or not, whether you, if you're the Haidah and the Kriya has to be from the same men or not. Okay? So let's start now with the list of when you do swear. The first one was Shuas Moed Miktas. Why do we speak about Shuas Moed Miktas? So I wrote down over here four main Nikudas that we spoke about Shuas Moed Miktas. Number one was, Dezen Daftal and Aleph said that the Tzara Shove is an Inyan of a Taina Cheshuva. I would say that that's the correct way in a summary. I'm not saying over any lumnas over here, but I'm just, these are more bullet points, okay? The summary of Moed Miktas starts with that Tzara and Aleph and Aleph, that at the end of the day he said that the Tzara Shove is, Taina doesn't mean Taina, Taina means what? A Taina Cheshuva. And Tzara over there said that as a result of the Taina Cheshuva, because I was Moed, so Mechzikim Meshakri, you look like a liar. I would skip to number three. I don't know why it's written out of order here, but I would skip to number three. We had a Machlikas Rashi and Tosfos and Daf Dalet Aleph. What is the Tzara Shove? Do you need a Taina Cheshuva, correct? Okay, so the first thing of Shuas Moed Miktas is number one and three. What is the drawer? Is it a Taina Cheshuva or it's Stama Taina? Rashi says it's Stama Taina. Hayde Taina Kfirah Im Boin. And Tosfos says a very dramatic Lashon of Taina Cheshuva with the Mechzikim Meshakri. Number two. We cleared a very, very big chakira in every Moed Miktas. What's the drawer? Is the drawer that we know part of the Taina is Emes? Well, the Etzem fact that you were Moed, and I didn't deny the Etzem, what we said is no denial, the Etzem non-kfira. What is the drawer? The drawer is because there's a Hidah, and we know that he's saying the truth. Well, the Hidah is, the drawer is based on the fact that there was a no contest. Where do we speak it out? You see the brackets? We had this very, very strange Tosfos, remember? Tosfos said, "V'tanatuna." Tosfos wanted to tell there was a havimina that by shnayim erchzim, there's no right to b'chir kamaisa. Remember what happened? What happened? Let's remind ourselves a little bit. The Gemara bought a blot of b'chir kamaisa. Then the Gemara said, "There's no right to b'chir kamaisa." Why is there no right to b'chir kamaisa? Because kihechi. Right. In the end of the day, we slug up. There's no right. Then the Gemara says, the reason why the Gemara bought a right to halach. In fact, Tosfos said, "Kasha, I could be a right to halach." There's no shul by the mikdash over there. What did Tosfos say? All match b'chir kamaisa. Right. We just slugged up b'chir kamaisa. We said kihechi. So Tosfos over there said, the Havina was that it's Mamish Moedim and Miktas. We also saw Chidush Aran like that, who says Mamish Moedim and Miktas. We built over there, again, I'm saying bullet points, just remind you. We said over there that there are two possible reasons why our Mishnah could be called Moedim Miktas. Is it because we have a Yediyah that we know that half of it's yours? And that's why it's called, I said, why is it called Moedim Miktas? Why is it better than Rechir Kamaisa? Anybody remember what we said? We said, because that's internal, that's external, right? But Rechir Kamaisa, the information is coming from an external source. Mashenkein, in the case over here, it's coming from an internal source. The Anansadi is built into the Etzem Tainis, and that's why it's closer to Moedim Miktas, because the Etzem Tainis itself, we have information that he's saying the truth. And on that basis, said, we have Kechid Anansadi, Anansadi Lai, and that also, because we know. The Ran learned differently. The Ran learned that the reason why it's done with Moedim Miktas is not because of that, but rather it's Moedim Miktas because it's called, there's no kfir on it. There's no kfira on that part of it, and when there's no kfira, that's enough to be called the din of Haidah. And we spoke about many shinuyim between the Chidush Aran and the Tosfos, and that Havamina, why our mission is a mission of Haidah Miktas, the way the Ran is, and I'm not going over the whole share now, it was a very complicated and important share. Okay? Number four is Rabba, at the beginning of the Sugya, remember? Pneima Omra Torah, right? Remember that Pneima Omra Torah, the famous Rabba? Which we started off the sugya of Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa with, on Gimel Amar Aleph on the bottom, B'pnei Ma'omra Torah, remember? So Rob over there will go with Rashi just for clarity. Say, Rabbi has two kashas. What are the two kashas? First kasha is, why does every moed the mikzah swear? I what? I it's Hashavas Aveda, it's me Migu, Migu or Hashavas Aveda. And the second kasha Rashi learned was, why do you swear every time? It's Migu to Choshed Amoyna, Choshed Hashvuasa. And the answer was, Ishtamute, and then et cetera. Okay? So I want to summarize the four Nekudas in the mikzah that we spoke about, the three of them. One is, what is the Tzad Hashav of the Maskana? Is it a Taina Chashuv or a Tzdama Taina? Number two is the two Shailas of Rabba on the Gimel Amad Aleph. It's Rava. It's Rabba. I made a mistake, I'm sorry. It's Rabba that the two Shailas of Rabba, why it's a Kash on every Maid of Mikdas. Number three is a very Tifa Chakir. What is the Drama Maid of Mikdas? Is the Drama Maid of Mikdas because we know a part of it's true? Well, the Drama Maid of Mikdas is, the fact is that I said a Taina, you didn't contest part of the Taina. That was enough to mean whether our Mishnah is Maid of Mikdas or not. If you'd have been in the Gemara on the bottom of Dalam and Aleph. That is Aleph. Shua's way to mix us. Beis. Shua's Erechot. We didn't talk that much about Shua's Erechot during the entire process, but one thing that we keep talking about Shua's Erechot is the Chakir of Reb Chaim. Whether or not Erechot, the reason why you have to swear is because there's a drawer, or the reason why you have to swear is because you're Naman like Shtayim, right? Remember the Chakira? We had a Chakira. I want to take a step back now that we're chazering. Why, by Erechot, I want you to walk away with the following Chakira of Reb Chaim. Why does every Erechot swear? One reason why he swears is because there's a drawer. There's an Erechot out there who's supporting the Taina. The other reason is that Reb Chaim, because you're Kishnaim, right? The part of the Torah gave them on is like Gabi Shua, like Shnaim. We spoke out during this man two nafkaminas of this Chakira. Let's tie it together now. Where were the two places we spoke out this Chakira about whether it's like that? One is, this week, the Gabi Edom Isayah, right? Is the reason why Edom Isayah Pat is because you have a din of Kishnayim the Gabi Shua. You have a din of Kishnayim the Gabi Shua, insofar as Shua is concerned. And the second place he spoke about it was the big machlekes of can you learn out of Chia Kamaisa from Erechot. The Ramban gave a big yell and said, you can't learn out of Erechot. Why? Because it's a Minacher. So it has no Shaykhs Bechal to the din of Chia Kamaisa. And what was the Minacher? We tied it that back then the Minacher is Reb Chaim. That Minacher means it's Bechal, you're not Chayav Ashur because of drawers. Chayav Ashur because you have two Edom. It's like you have two Edom saying you owe $1,000 on the entire amount. Rabbi Liner, we want to talk about this, correct? On the entire amount. If it's on the entire amount, therefore it's a different drawer in Gansin. But that was the Chakir and Shur Zedachot. So we have now done Aleph and Beis. Aleph for Shur Zedachot. The mix is Beis for Shur Zedachot. Gimel. Chia Kamaisa. Chia Kamaisa was a complicated business, okay? In Chia Kamaisa, the main topic that we spoke about was why do you need a Kavul Chomer? Why would I think that Chia Kamaisa is? Let's remind ourselves, okay? Besides, what was the case of Chia Kamaisa? Chia Kamaisa is the case of Moed Mikdas, but not because the guys are the because of Edom, correct? What was the main topic in Chia Kamaisa? The main topic in Chia Kamaisa? The main topic in Chia Kamaisa was why would I think that you're potter? Remember, why would I think you're potter? Why would I think you are potter? So we have, what do we have over there? We have Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos against the Ramban. We have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos against the Ramban. Why would I think you're potter? Rashi and Tosfos learned that the reason why you're potter is why? Because of what? Because of what? Migudu Choshen Amon Choshen Ashvosa. And the Ramban said, it's not because of Migudu Choshen Amon Choshen Ashvosa. It can't be because of Migudu Choshen Amon Choshen Ashvosa. Right? Rather what? The reason is because of Ein Adam Meir. That's why I need a Kavul Chomer. That was Aleph. We spoke about back day in Zvil, correct? Remember that day? What? That day. Yeah. Why do we say Shea there? Huh? Ayach Kala Zal. Yeah? Yeah, another problem. Yeah. So that day in Zvil, we spoke about, they argue, what's a machlokes? They argue what? Whether Migu the Choshed Amamoina, Choshed Shua, what's it mean? Rashi learns Migu the Choshed Amamoina, Choshed Shua means what? My Rabbi Isai. There's no purpose in doing the Shua. There's no tachlis in doing the Shua, correct? We're not going to gain anything from the Shua. Because it's a far shot. Kiyadua, correct? And the Ramban learns what's together of Migu the Choshed Amamoina, Choshed Shua, so? I said the other way around.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Because no game would be the same business.
Remember, you said there's no price.
Yeah, let the Lamir, hold on. What do we say?
We don't let you swear.
According to Rashi, he said there's no purpose to the Shvuah. Because the guy's, what? We don't put it on. Yeah, not that we don't let him swear. What? Yeah, there's no Chiyah Shvuah to begin with, because there's no purpose to the Shvuah. That's what we said. And according to Rabban, we don't let you swear. There is a Chiyah Shvuah there, but Etzem, the Nafkamina, we said between the Rabban and the Vod, as well as there's going to be a Din of Mitaychanat, correct? According to Rashi, that the Vod is, there's no Chiyah Shvuah B'chal, Lekil Amirmi, because there's no purpose to the Shvuah. So there's no Chiyah Shvuah to begin with, there's no Mitaych. Comes along the Kal V'chomer and teaches me that what? That there is a Chiyah Shvuah. The Kal V'chomer is not coming to be Meiko, right? What was the Kasha in Rabban? Rabban's Kasha was that since without the Kal V'chomer, then will be Mitaych. So it's not a Kal V'chomer, the Kal V'chomer is coming to be Meiko. That was the main Kasha we said, right? So he said like this, according to Rashi that learns that together is that there's no chiyuv shvuah to begin with, because Megiddo Choshmi is no purpose to the shvuah. So the Kabbalah says there is a shvuah. According to Rabban, who was Megiddo Choshmi, there is a chiyuv shvuah, so Sephardis you have to pay, because we don't let you swear. So the Kabbalah can't help me at all. There's nothing that the Kabbalah could do for me. Therefore, he learns that the Gemara is going on in other maize. That's Aleph. That's the reason why, if you remember the stress of your lives, you wake up in the middle of the night, and somebody asks you, or you come to a first date, and your shver asks you, tell me, what'd you learn? Bo-metzia? That can happen. It happened to me in the first day. Yeah. An hour. Tafyut. The famous place in the Romans, Tafyut. What? Balsatai, correct. I got married. I got skin on my teeth. He didn't like the Shtekel Torah. It was too mirror. Yeah.
Better not say at all, or better just say she was
like, I had no choice. It wasn't the thing. It was either that, or they wouldn't let me see the girl. If I didn't get past the fire.
Did she ask me to say it also?
She asked me to say it? No. I spoke Hebrew fluently, and I didn't say not halacha, and he didn't say over anything from Michtam Elio, like you did.
She was okay with that?
She was fine with that. She didn't want to hear. It was the last thing she needed. Yeah. And if a guy says Michtam Elio's on dates, like some flip out, yeah?
The only way I got married.
What, you said Michtam Elio's? What did you say? You had the one with Nikudis? Or how did you say? Is that about her?
She had the one
with Nikudis. Yeah, Eisner, Tachlis, first date. Hopefully you'll marry your daughter, somebody who knows there's a thing called up here, Kamaisa. From Edison. Was he a nice man from Edison? A nice man from Thomas River. Yeah. No?
Hasagas.
The guys in Thomas River remember that there was a thing called Rukia Kamaisa. Yeah, they haven't seen it in 20 years, but they remember. Listen carefully. Let's go back to it. So, the first thing you have to remember about Rukia Kamaisa, you have to remember, what are you calling him for? It's a classic case. The answer is either because, I would say, Migu the Choshed, or you can't say because Migu the Choshed, because then the Kalohemer can help you. The plus because there ain't other maze. That's the first thing, okay? The second thing is we spoke a whole arichos. This is, Gimel 2, okay? Gimel 2 now. Gimel 2 was, so stage number one is, why do I need a kavuchemer? Stage number two was, and why do I need a kavuchemer lefi Rashi? Because why? Because I would say, maybe the choshen amayin, choshen ashrus, and there's no ishtamute where, By Rav Chiya Kamaisa. So we said big raid over there. What do you mean there's no Ishtamuti? We know for sure that there's Ishtamuti even where? By Kaifu Bakol. How do you know there's Ishtamuti even by Kaifu Bakol? Because the Gemara says later on, Kaifu Milva, Kashalait, it's because there's Ishtamuti effect and not the Milva, right? So we know that there's Ishtamuti. Here we said big raid. And about that we know there's Ishtamuti, but it's a far shot, right? And the drawer of Moedu and Mikzas says that, well, anyway, the Mikzas is not a far shot. But in it means under the drawer of Moedim Mikzas, who told you that a far shot of Ishtamut is a Sibir for a Shua? For that, I need a Kalvachemer. We spoke at length. What does the Kalvachemer do, my rabbi say? Kalvachemer is one of the Yudhim Mikzas in the judgment. Kalvachemer says Yechayiv. And then there's some sort of Ishtamut, Kvudubu, like we said. Gimel 3. How do I know the Maskar? There's another typical question, the first date question. The Maisa, okay? Well, how do you know the maskana, the Rav Chiya Kamaisa, that Yechayiv? Sarashova, right? Big machlik is what the Sarashova is, remember? Do I learn it out of what? Piv and Erechod? Or do I learn it out of what? Piv and Gurushua, we spoke about that. It's a double machlik. It's a machlik is what Gurushua means, remember? There's also machlik is what Erechod is, right? Could I learn out of Erechod? Is Erechod a min afer, like the Ramban said? It's the other shot of Mishnaim. Another shot is a Gilgal Shvuah. You can't learn a Gilgal Shvuah because Gilgal Shvuah is about what Rashi say? What's the lashon of Rashi? Shvuah, Gerere, Shvuah. There's no Raya B'chal from Gilgal Shvuah because it's just exactly the concept that one Shvuah slops another. There's a whole thing together Gilgal Shvuah is. Gimel 4 is an old friend of ours that we spent a lot of time on, which is the sugya of carbon, remember? Gimel 4 is carbon. In Gimel 4, in three lines, I summarize the whole sugya. Look what I said here. Sugya shah carbon, shim eidim mechayvim, for whom machish? If eidim ha mechayv, your carbon, your machish, your potter let rabbanon. Lefi Rashi, what's the reason why? Sheesh din shesruch ladas ba'atzmoy v'loshi yediyo, remember? Bikushmol. You have to know yourself, it's not called your egani yediyo. It doesn't say that you're nem on neged edim. Remember that? It doesn't say that you're nem on neged edim. You're not nem on neged edim. No, the pshat is, it has to be an egani yediyah, and it's not called an egani yediyah. Why is it not called an egani yediyah? Remember? You have a migu. Now, Elav is right that you need an egani yediyah. What does the migu help? The migu says that it's not a zach that I have to go accept what the edim said. But if not for the migu, what do we say back then? If not for the migu, then it would be called, you know, for yourself, because two edim told you. Tesis learns, look inside of Egimel 4, that there's no din, the Eidim are not Mechayiv, it's a din of other Neman al-Atzmai. There's also such a din, said Rabbi Chaver, that you have to have Me'elov. You don't have to know for yourself. The Eidim could be Mechayiv. The reason is because a person is Neman against Eidim, and therefore that set off a huge chiddush that you can be Mechayiv yourself even against Eidim, right? And as according to Rashi, we have a world war between Rashi and Tysus. What role does he himself play? According to Tysus, the reason why you're believed to potter yourself against Eidim is because you're believed Neman al-Atzmai as Me'elov. For that same reason, you're also believed to be mechayev yourself against Eidim. The shocking chiddush on Tosis. Remember shocking chiddush on Tosis? A guy can mechayev himself a korban, and it's not called chulam bazar. Mashen came to Rashi. Rashi never said you neman, and that's why Rashi, if you remember, is going with the lishna of migu, not with the lishna of other neman. That's why, because Rashi holds that you're not neman. Just the word is it has to be that you have your egin idea. The Rashi and the Tosis are worlds apart in the sugi over there. Why you potter? And then afkamin is if you go mechayev yourself against Eidim. We have finished gimel. Dalit. So we spoke about Shuas Moed Demiktsas, we spoke about Shuas Erecha, we spoke about Chia Kamaisa, we spoke about Kofi Bakol. What is the din midoraisa by a Kofi Bakol? Let's remind ourselves. Dalet Aleph, Tosis says before Shandav Gimel Amad Aleph on the bottom, that Kofi Bakol is a miyot. Remember? Rashi argues, Gimel 2, Rashi holds that what to do by Kofi Bakol fundamentally, what's the din? Rashi holds fundamentally what to do by Kofi Bakol, Rashi Mbaba Kamad Akhruf Zayin, what does he hold? Yechayiv, and that's why when you don't have a what, when you don't have a shamuti, so in the case of what? Of Pikadin, you're chayiv v'shvuah d'raisa. You have to have this machlokes for the rest of your life. Typical first date question. Typical. Yeah. Are you chayiv v'shvuah d'raisa by kofi bakol? What is it?
He's fine.
Who's fine?
He's married already.
And I know it.
What? And he knew it then also. You don't know what he was when he was a bocher. If you see him now as a younger man, just imagine what he was as a bocher. Yeah?
That's downhill.
It's down. He hasn't been around the last couple of years by me. I don't know what happened. Well, not by me, I have no idea. I'm not afraid of him. But yeah. But listen carefully. Is a kofi bakol chayv d'raisa? The machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi Tosfos says all over it's a miyut. And Rashi holds as what it called. I want to remind you that we said a phenomenal l'shitasei. This machlekes whether a kofi bakol swears is depending what the tzad hashov is. Going to tell you that the tzad hashov is a taina chashuva, a kofi bakol doesn't have a taina chashuva. Going to Rashi that the tzad hashov is a taina and a kfir, that includes kofi bakol, that's emes lamita shel Torah. Okay, so we have dalet 1 we did, dalet 2 we did, dalet 3 we did. Dalet 4 is the big mega kasha we asked. How could you ever be chayav by a kofi bakol? We had a raya, not like that was the raya. Hoy de bekarka, the kofa bekele, remember? Hayd v'karka v'kelim. You potter, why? Because you might in the karka, and the haidah and the karka caused the shuas. We asked the kasha, you don't need a haidah. Forget about the haidah. You should be chayiv as the kofa v'kelim. So what do we say? We said, be great over here. That the reason why you chayiv a shua by be derived by kofa v'kol is because ain't an amtevel again yeshloi. And in a case where you might in something, so the shua went off, and therefore you don't have the shua over there, and therefore you have to be chayiv not mitzad kofa v'kol, you have to be chayiv mitzad moida. And moida you don't have over there because you might in karka. But otherwise, there's also the famous Rashbam Baba Kamak spoke about. Number 5 is, Dalet 5 is that according to Rashi, all the Kofi Bakol is Chayiv. And your Pontos Ein on the Meis, why doesn't Ein on the Meis Pater by every Eidachot? Every Eidachot is a Kofi Bakol, the Ein on the Meis Pater, big Kasha. For Rashi, all the every Kofi Bakol is Chayiv Ashur. And the reason why you're not Chayiv Ashur, the Rashi, every Kofi Bakol is because Ein on the Meis. So then what? What should be the Din where? Every Eidachot, your Kofi Bakol, every Ein on the Meis, the guy was Kofi Bakol. So you have to say two terutzim, either a five aleph, it's a stronger drawer, okay? So then eight on the mez doesn't help, or shuas kishnayim. If shuas kishnayim, this would be a third nafkamina, so I don't care whether you say eight on the mez, but when you have eight, we have eight. So we spoke about so far, moedim mikzas, eight echot, abchia, krefer bakol, hey, this gilgul shua. We mentioned Gilgul Shua in passing. Is it a din of Drora, of Raglaim Ludover, or is it Shua Gerer Shua? It just exerts a custom. Number Vav. Vav was something that we put a huge amount of time into, the Sugya Bahureya. Okay? Number Vav is an interesting type of Shua. What's number Vav? Vav is a very interesting type of Shua. Vav is a shua of a guy who's a chashid. We were in his galatas, a whole new thing, that a guy who's a chashid, what's the din? Shekinek day swears. Whole thing, correct? So what do we speak about there? Number one, is the din that the kinek day take. Now, I want to point out something. There's a huge chiddush. I can't swear. I want to point out what the case of kinek day is. I just want to stress something. The chiddush of kinek day is huge. You have a guy who's chayav a shua. Now he's a chashid. We're talking about a guy, not a chashid. I'm talking about a guy who's a chashid. He wants to rob the bank, okay? He's possible. So we spoke about the shua of Kenegda is a shocking shua. Because a Kenegda says the other guy can swear and get it. Not fair. You know, you're not letting me swear. The guy says, I want to come swear. You're not letting me swear, etc. So first of all, number one is, we spoke a big chakira, is a din that the Kenegda takes based on the mitoich of the chashid, or it's a din. That's a new din. That was the first chakir we spoke about. This din that the connector takes, is the pshat like this? Really, this mitoich? And the rabbanim made a protection. They said that before we do the mitoich, we'll let you swear, and we'll make you swear, in which case the takana was for the benefit of the chashut. All the pshat is the din of connector is not based on mitoich. There's no din of mitoich over here. There's a new din that the connector swears and gets it. We brought a raya from Tosis. What was the raya from Tosis? Missing a samach here. What was the raya we brought from Tosis? Anybody remember? What was the rabbi brought from Tosis? Tosis told the Vek that there's no mitoich by the Rabbana. Tosis told the Vek that there's no mitoich by the Rabbana, correct? And yet Tosis asked the Kasha and said, what? We should say Kenegdai. Remember? By Shuas Esses. Remember? The Gemara said, excuse me, Asholdix. Tosis said that there's no mitoich by the Rabbana. And yet the Gemara asked that we should say Kenegdai by Yeshua the Rabbana. The Gemara says Takanta, remember? Correct? So that's a raya that what? That the shua of Kenegda that he takes is not based on the mitoich of the chashit. And why did we say? We said big raid. What was the big raid we said? What was the big raid that we said? What? It's hipuch shua. Since it's together of hipuch shua, we brought many, many rayas to it. That he said if Kenegda is to take the shua of you and put it on you, it can't be because of mitoich, because the shua is not on you anymore. The mitoich disappeared. The whole part of mitoich is that you have a chiyah shua and you can't swear. But if the Kenegda took it off you and put it on him, so the mitoich disappeared. It's male affecting one, more the kakasha. So say Kenegda by shua, there I want it also. That's how Tosfos is learned. The Ran argued, correct? The Ran held, right? That was the movie day last week. The Ran holds what? What did the Ran hold? The Ran holds that the Din of Kenegda is based on what? The Ran and Shua says the Din of Kenegda is based on Mitoich, right? The Din of Kenegda is based on Mitoich. How does he learn the Gemara Teretz of Takanta Takanta? Takanta Takanta is he goofa that by the Rabbanon there's no what? Is no drama on my mitoich. What does that have to do with takanta takanta? So we said big raid last Thursday that depends what together of mitoich is. Is mitoich is dava noisav, or mitoich is built in, whether it's din of takanta takanta can be duba like we spoke last week on that. I forgot to put into this list a hakira what mitoich is. Because whether or not, let me just say what I just said. What's the reason why a shua de rabbanon is no din mitoich? Is it because the yisoid of mitoich is oy yishava oy yishalim and a shua de rabbanon doesn't have that karech? Or the yisoid of mitoich is a din noisav? And then it's because of takanta takanta. That's the correct way to say it, okay? Okay, so we did six types of shuas. What are the six types of shuas that we just did? We did Moed B'Miktsas, we did Shuas Erechot, we did Rukhiya Kamaisa, we did Kefir Bakol, we did Gilgul Shua, and we did Shua Shekinekle. Those are the six types of shuas that we spoke about when you do swear. Now we'll begin when you don't swear. The first case that we spoke about when you don't swear is Halach. In Halach, we spoke about a bunch of things. A, we spoke about why is Halach Potter. We spoke about the Kseis that there's no Hedah HaMechayevus because the guy already paid. We spoke about Siluk of the Tfiyah of the Meiri and Kivayeg and Shuas. Remember Kivayeg and Shuas? Kivayeg and Shuas says that the Tfiyah went away, so you don't even have a Tfiyah of two. It's not called you a Tveya to Kesef because the Heluch deducts it from the Tfiyah. It's not called the Tfiyah. Either way, Aleph 1 is why is Heluch Potter from a Shuas Moed and Mikzas? Is it because the famous Ksois who said that you're lacking Oida? Or because why? Because of Siluk HaTfiyah. Number two, what is the case of Heluch? Aleph, the Rambam says, well, your mamash paid. According to Rashi, we had a Machlokes Pnei Shur and Agros HaShri, correct? Whether or not, Rashi says the cases where Komakum Shem, is that the only case of Heluch? Or Avada, when you paid, it's called Heluch? We spoke about the case of Lefanenu, the Talus is in front of us. We spoke about a case of Shtar that it's called Heluch. How did Rashi learn why Shtar is called Heluch? Because of Shibikaka. And the Ozru said the word is, because it's mamash already by you. Or we said that the reason why Shtar is called Heluch is why? Because any Yachal Lichbor transfers into a matzil of Heluch, right? Since it's a Shtar, and you can't deny it, so it's already a Darg of Heluch. Remember that? Number three was any Yachal Lichbor is the same Chisarn as Heluch. Number four is Karka. Those are the Tziurim where the Gemara calls it Heluch. One is Karka. Two is any Yachal Lichbor, the Rambam. Number three is what? The Rambam says any Yachal Lichbor is called Heluch according to the Rishonim. Number three was Ashtar and Shiva Kakaris. Aleph 3. What's the machlokes by Heluch? It's something which is about to be paid, it's called paid, right? Who learned like that? Balamor, Pshat and Toys, Pshat and Rashi. Something which is about to be done, called paid already. Number two is it called Silva Kanfiyah? Is it called that you got rid of the Tfiyah? Or does Bechal the concept of Silva work as the Miri right or not? Bays. You do not swear by Karka, and you do not swear by Dmei Karka. Dmei Karka was a fascinating topic, right? That was the day the Roshiva of Darke came. Okay? Wait, are you laughing? I'm going to remember it for the rest of my life. Dmei Karka, Roshiva. Yeah. That's how you remember things, by the way. That's how you anchor the ray down to events. You know that? What?
What
do they
say?
That's
what everyone
remembers
the
shir. It was an event. If by you every day the shir is an event, then you remember it. What? No, every day. Every day is an event. That's what I'm saying. You don't need Rosh Hashanah Shlita to come for the thing, and you don't need to have movies like last Thursday, and you don't need to go to Zvil. Every day is an event. If every day is an event, then it's a whole trust, so you remember it. Correct?
I remember the
sugya for the kids were born, also correct. Also when my mother died, everything. Yeah, okay. Your life revolves around. They used to ask Rebbe Sishma Levitz, the wife of Reb Chaim. She used to meet a guy, she says, oh, you were here in your vomit 1933. Yeah, not 1933, in the vomit. That's what life revolves around. The whole Bria revolves around the Mahzor of Mir Yeshiva. It's a 5-year cycle, and the whole world revolves around it. There's nothing really else going on. All these other things, 2026, that's Shliyah. It's 5 years. Babakam was Yibbal Basra, so was Yivamas, and then we start again. Yeah? Let's go weiter, yeah? Days. You don't swear on Karka. We got into a very, very interesting topic called Dmei Karka. What was the topic of Dmei Karka? Huge machlokes Rambam and Ravid, correct? Rashi learned that the topic of the Gemara was a case where I'm arguing about land. Oh, Palagan, remember? We're arguing about, I said I gave you two lands, to say one land, and the one land that I was moida had boiras in it, right? And for some reason that's called karka. The Shita Mekubetz is asked, remember? Mana shall make up your mind. The karka you're giving back. But the boiras are money. Because of these problems, by the way, listen carefully to what I'm saying now. Because of those problems, Rambam went more differently. I wasn't asking you for land. I told you that you ran a tractor through my land and you damaged $1,000, and you agree you damaged $500. That was the case. And over there, you don't swear because it's called karka, correct? That was the case of the Rambam. So we asked, the Ravid asked, that's not called karka, that's called money. Okay? So we have Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. If Reuven goes to Shimon and says that you made holes in my karka for $1,000 and I admitted $500, do you swear or not? The Rambam says you don't swear, it's called karka. And the rabbi says, Chas v'shalom, if you demanded him to go fill up the earth, that's called karka. But if he has the money, it's not called karka. He's talking about very two tifa machlekas in the thing. Look in the notes now. Number one is, Bays 1. We have the machlekas itself. We said 2 b'yurim in it, right? Bays 1 aleph. Bays 1 aleph is the Machane Ephraim, that it's Hakir and all Nezikim. When I ask you for money, am I asking you to put the thing back in its original state, or am I asking you for cash, right? And Bays 1, Bays is the Tifa Raid that has nothing to do with the Machane Ephraim. We bought many cases where there's no Machane Ephraim. B'chol, it has to do with what was the original Tfiyah, what was the Siba for the Tfiyah. If the Siba for the Tfiyah came Machmas Karka, so that's enough to be called. Remember we saw Lashon in the Ktzais? Of the Haskola Satfiyah, the Haskola Satfiyah involved Karka. So Hagam that today Avadi asking for money, not like the Machane Ephraim. Today Avadi asking for money, not like the Machane Ephraim. But since the Haskola Satfiyah involved Karka, that's enough to be called Karka. We said a bunch of Nafkaminas, Aleph. We're in Bays 2 Aleph. More than Nafkaminas. One is, if you burn the Shtar, the Ktzeis is Shim Bevov. When you burn the Shtar, we said you're not coming to fix the Shtar. Shtar is not here anymore. You can't fix the Shtar. You can't replace the Shtar. You're coming to talk about the money, correct? Bays. The Rambam of Schirus. Remember the Rambam of Schirus? Remember the Rambam of Schirus? Where a guy had an argument of how many months did you live here? I said you owe me 2 months of rent. He said a month of rent. And the Magid Mishnah asked, what the Magid Mishnah asked, why isn't that called Karka? And he said a whole teretz. Why it's not called Karka? So we said that, what do you have to come on to the whole raid? We're not talking about Nezek over there. We're talking about over there what? Over there, we're not talking about Nezek. You weren't mazik anything, right? So over there, we said what? That it's a raya, that the topic is not like the Machane Ephraim. The topic is the original tefiyah. And that, the Machane Ephraim said, that in the case of the renting, the tefiyah is not karka, because you're not being tevei karka b'chol. Well, the Bays 1 Gimel. No, Bays Gimel. Excuse me. Yeah, Bays 2 Gimel. What a very interesting rishayim. Remember the case? I gave you 10 gefanim to watch. Right? And you're made down 5 of them, and the 5 of them are already cut. It's called karka. Now, over there's no tain of nezek. I just want my grapes back. But it's called karka because the original pikadon was karka. It's another right, Achmach Nafayim. And Achman Achman Chofi, we spoke about that Sunday, was Chavala Adam. Remember the rabbi asked the kasha that if you tain of that what? That when I demand money for karka, that's called karka. So when I demand money for hitting a person is what? A person is also karka. So we said that my commission answered that what? That a person is only an Eved. But we said a different test. What was the test? So we said Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Tainid. Remember the big Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim Tainid, the Bechavala, when you hit somebody, the Bechai is not also the Hezek. The Bechai is also what? Also the money that you chayev. Because, what? Remember we said that? And we said there are two ways to understand the Reb Chaim. Why are you laughing at me for a minute? What? You never knew so much, right? What do you say? I forgot to put it in. Yeah. So what do we say? So we said, well, Reb Chaim, we said, no, he dinged and he said, the Machane Ephraim doesn't pass over here. That's what he said. If my memory serves me correct. Yeah. So the we said that there are two ways to understand Reb Chaim. One way is, according to Machane Ephraim, there's no Nezek. And the other way we said is that there's no tviya machmas the adam because the tviya is on the money, the tviya wasn't on the never was machmas adam. That's what we said. Oh. Now we move over to Gimel. Gimel was a fascinating topic. Shmakazach. The Gemara was machadish over here, a huge chadish, which doesn't appear come out anywhere else in Shas. That not only can't you swear on karka, you can't swear on what? Hashiva karka is. So Gimel 1 points that out. Gimel 1 says, Chiddush Godel Shagam Shibud Al Karka. Nikra Einish Bar Al Karka. We're talking about the Shibud. We're not talking about the Karka. Gimel 2. Kushi Allah Yesh Metaltalim. So he said 2 Drachim. What are the 2 Drachim? Remember this? The Rabban said that I'm relying on the Karka. I'm relying on the Karka. Correct? And since I'm relying on the Karka, then what? That's called the Tfiyas Karka. Because my whole das is. And the Truma Sakri said that the Pshat is, not because you're relying on it, no, because you belt, you have Shibudim and you have a Kinyan in the Karka, that's called your Tviyas on Karka. Hashenke is all Shibud Ramataltalim, correct? That led into Gimel 3. What is the Teretz on the landmark Kasha of Tesis? What's the Teretz on the landmark Kasha of Tesis? Here's the landmark Kasha. kasha. Why are you ever chayiv a shvuah b'moedim mikzas if you're shibud the deraisa? Why are you ever chayiv what? Why are you ever chayiv a shvuah deraisa b'moedim mikzas if shibud the deraisa? So you always be moed on what? On karka. What are the two terutzim that we know on this taisus? It depends. The Rosh and the Rabban. Rabban says that the kasha doesn't start. What does the kasha start? Says the Rabban. The borchusa, right? What did Rabban say? Actually, the Rosh said it's a borchusa. Rabban said it's a borchusa. Rabban says the kasha is a toys. It's a borchusa, right? Why? What did Rabban say? Because the Rabban held that the whole reason why it's called karka b'chal, the preliminary kasha is why, is because I'm samech on it. And that two objects. One is you have to vade get from the lekeach. And that's why getting from B'nai Chayrin doesn't help me. Remember the double machlekes? I don't care if you're getting from B'nai Chayrin, and you have to vada get from the Lekeach. Now, in the case of Haidah, you're not going to get from the Lekeach, right? Why are you not going to get from the Lekeach? Because you can't collect with the Haidah. So since it's telling me practicalities, I said, okay. Hashem can tell you the Shittah so well. Not like that. He's not telling me practicalities, because he held like the Trumas Akri. That the reason why it's called Karka, not Metalpulim, is because my school is a Karka. Whether I'm going to get it or not, I don't care. But I have a Kenyan in the Karka. I'm being today a Karka. You know, we said the Tiferi. I'm being today a Karka. It's about them being today a Karka. Therefore, it's Shibud Deraisa. So you have to answer that the guy was Meichelit, and the other had a Karka, etc., 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 etc. Very, very important raid. That's Gimel Dalit. Another time that you don't swear is any Yachal Lichbar, correct? We had the Rambam Perek Dal Alach Adalid, the din of Eini Yochel Lichbor, correct? And we had a steer to the Rambam Perek Chavez, of Hoseas Loch Chavez, Akushis Arayvit Shamad, that what? That over there you have a case of what? The case of Eidus of, what was that case? That was the case of Rav Chia Kamais, remember? That was the case of Rav Chia. Over there the Rambam didn't bring down the din of Eini Yochel Lichbor. And we said big raid, we said from Nochem, big raid that the drawer of Moedim and Mikzas and the drawer of Rav Chia Kamais are not the same drawers. And therefore Eini Yochel Lichbor only applies to Moedim and Mikzas, it does not apply where? Drawer of Rukhia Kamaisa, because the drawer is not because of the Hidor, the drawer over there is because Maisa, we know that part of it's not true. Remember that big great thing to this theory. But Rukhia Kamaisa, we don't say the din of any Yochel Lichbor. Yeah, then we have the Kash Mamitras. Hey, our good friend called Adam Isaiah. Again, let's remind ourselves, what are the cases where we don't swear? I divided up into two hairs, as you noticed. There's swearing and there's not swearing. So the not swearing was Heilach, was Karka, was Shibur. Ein Yachal Lichbor, Ein Yisayah is five. So I just wrote over the Rosh Yiprakim. There's no purpose in talking about it. We learned it this week. We have the Rias of the Maram Rottenberg, A, two. We have the Suffolk of Rabbi Kivag, or Zekilo Nishbor, Yopata, the Nafkamin is if it's going to be Gogol, correct? If you're going to be Megalgol from an Ein Yisayah. We have the Yesh Makshim Hevel and all the raid, if Mitoich is called Kiev Moment or not, Rebuvin. Nafkamin Ashuas Hesses, Nafkamin Ashuas Anoitlin. All the other nafkaminas that we spoke about yesterday, is there a tour by Gilgal? The whole of a 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 whole. What do you say?
It's
kind of a ruin. Yeah, yeah. It's over here in between. Vav. Mitoich. One of the aspects of a person who doesn't swear is Dina Mitoich. We had the Chakir of Reuven. I'm in Vav 1. Chakir of Reuven, the Gedda Mitoich. Is the Gedda Mitoich is a Din Naisav, right? Or it's a Din of Aisha B'Shalim. One nafkamin is the guy we didn't have Erech and Pottery. And I go back to what we spoke about before, we spoke about on the movie day, Loma Ein Mitoich Midrabanon. Why is there no Mitoich Midrabanon? Right? Why is there no Mitoich Midrabanon? Is it because of Takanta or Takanta like we spoke? Or because we melted the din of Oyishal Oyishal, the Rabbanon never made the Oyishal Oyishal, correct? Zayin, Achron Achron Choviv, Tano Lachitim Hoydele Besayrim. Taisa says that even though you put around the Sayrim, you have a Shu on what? Even though you put her on the siren, you still have a shul on the chitin, correct? Why you put her on the siren? Either because the Rashi says because of Haidah, or because it's a mechila, correct? So he has the big kash of the Nachas David, that if you put her on the chitin, because you're a moider, because you're a moichel, then what? So it's halach. You don't have a bigger halach than that, correct? Remember? You don't have a bigger halach than that. So we spoke about the teretz of the Nesivis, who answered that what? That the Haidah and the mechila come when? Come afterwards, not before. So it's not halach because it's a delayed response. And we said a tifav for a basher that even though you're part of paying the siren, but if the siren is a seal of katfia, so on one hand you have halach because the word is you taka paid the siren automatically, but it's not called a seal of katfia because the tefia was what? the tefillah was chitin. We brought the tefillah was chitin. So he said, in this case, it's a toyis, the whole kasha. The kasha nachas dovid was that tano chidu ha'el b'sarim, since I'm potter from paying it, so it's halach. You don't have a bigger halach than that. We said, no. But the whole idea of halach is siluk ha'tfiyah. And you weren't misalik the tfiyah, because the siluk ha'tfiyah is still on the chitim. You'll tell me that the chitim is not a tfiyah on what? On the sarim at all. He spoke up for Rabbi Akiva Eger, remember? That we look at the numbers, we don't look at the thing. We look at the amount of money. That's why if a guy was tano chitim and you were made the same amount of sarim, it wouldn't work, because it's called a taina. The amount is called a taina. Therefore, you were not misalik the tefiyah, which caused the shvua, and therefore you are chayav to swear, even though you are potter on the siren. Those are the seven things when you don't swear. I mean, tzalach chitah machleik shem rabbi on tana kama, and the other half is when we do swear. You don't have to lie, you know? By the way, I just want to say a compliment. I was watching the Olam now as I went through this. We just went through tens of sugyas, okay, about 20 sugyas. I was watching the Olam's eyes. The Olam went well, the Olam knows it. Are you fishy, you agree? What? Incredible, no? But you didn't see the Olam's eyes. But you can see already even from the back. I don't have that yechayla, see here? The Olam mamash knew it. It's mamash noyedik. Now we're going into a very, very hard sugya, which requires everybody to up it. You'll see right away the first day. And a tuck for crying can change a person's life. Keep shooting the mamash.
Shabbos, you should
do whatever you want. You have time to do both.
Each
one of
the
bachelors
is going to
do what? Each of the bachelors
is going to do
what? The bachelor for sure have plenty of time. The younger light has a question.
Oh, you can light.
Do both.